You are a wonder. Hello, Malcolm here with Quiet Time Coaching, episode 543, and the ninth part of our series based on Psalm 139. Today, verse 7. It reads, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?" We're in the second section of the psalm here. The first six verses remind us that God knows our situation, so therefore we are protected by him. This second section from verses 7 to 12 focuses on God's presence with the psalmist. God is paying attention to his situation and what he needs. This might remind us of Jeremiah 23 and verse 24. "Can a man hide himself in hiding places so I do not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord?" You see, this is in contrast to the pagan deities of the time, because they were always localized, but not Yahweh. He is everywhere and sees all. So perhaps the question facing us when we read this verse, is it reassuring or is it scary? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Is David reflecting on God's presence as a benevolent thing, or is he afraid? Does he want to hide from God like Adam and Eve in the garden? I've heard this verse taught along the lines of, "You'd better behave yourself because God knows what's going on. You can run, but you can't hide," that kind of idea. But it seems to me that what David is expressing is more of a celebration of the universality of God's presence. After all, David thinks he is safe and on God's side when we look at verses 23 and 24. So I reckon David is reflecting on perhaps a difficult truth we all feel from time to time, and perhaps this is your life at the moment. You know intellectually that God is real, but you don't always feel him. Is he really there? You know he's all-present, all-knowing, but you don't sense it? It's interesting that even in the Old Covenant context, David understands that God's Spirit is everywhere and is with him. He doesn't need to fear being away from God's presence. That can never happen. By the way, literally, the word presence in this verse means face. Therefore, what is he saying? God's face is always turned towards him. There's an immediacy of closeness there between him and God. Perhaps he's offering his prayer here as a reminder to himself that even when he doesn't feel it, God is with him. His face is turned in his direction. Do you realize that? Today, God's face is turned toward you, available. So here's a question. Do you see the universality of the presence of God as something to be feared or something to be celebrated? It's important to be honest with your feelings about this. The intellect may say different things to your spirit or your body. What's going on for you here, and what do you think it actually means? So a couple of suggestions. Why not reflect on that and then bring whatever you discover to God and talk it over with him? And secondly, do the same with a trusted friend. Next time, we'll go on to verse 8. By the way, I'm planning a spiritual experience day based on Psalm 139 in the spring of 2025. So if you'd be interested, please email me, as someone has done already. The address is malcolm@malcolmcox.org, and I'll stay in touch with you about that. Send me any comments you have on today's episode or on this amazing psalm, Psalm 139, and please pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit. Until the next time, I hope you enjoy being in the presence of our wonderful God. Take care, and God bless.